So many businesses talked about a few years ago what happens if you have a website open on Shabbos. But what about if you have an operator? So in other words, you do business in the Far East. We'll make it very clear. There's no Jews around. You've got no issues of Maris Ayin. You have a company in the Far East. And all you want to do is have some guy, non-Jew, take your orders on Shabbos. In other words, you can have a phone service. And anyone who wants to order from your store, your business, your company, they'll just call up the non-Jewish operator. And the non-Jewish operator will take the orders and you could fill them after Shabbos. No Jews on call. This is an all non-Jewish operator. Jewish-owned business. Jews are going to call because it's the Far East. There's not a Jew in sight.
No,
in the middle.
It's not an 800 number.
No, even if it is the local number, but no, it's the local number over there where you're not having Jews call, where there's no problem about Maris Ayin. There's unlikely that a Jew's going to call. Yeah. Shabbos for everyone. Let's do it. Okay, fine. So place that you make it a time where it's Shabbos according to everyone. We're not talking about any post-Shabbos by you, post-Shabbos. It's a time where it's Shabbos by everyone. So it doesn't have to be so far east. You know what I mean? The middle of mid-America where there's not so many Jews around. And now the question is, you have your number there. You have a business over there. And can you have an operator take calls for you on Shabbos? No Maris Ayin problems. Fine. So everyone knows. We'll just slowly, step by step, and you'll tell me where you lose me. Hopefully you won't lose me. Okay. Step number one is Judaism 101, right? There's a difference between something called a Sechir Yom and a Kablan. What that means is very simple. Again, these topics are very confusing. We're going to try to pick one topic and make it as clear as possible. Stop me if you're not following. Step number one is that there's a difference between a time-based worker and a service-based worker. What that means is I can have an employee who I pay $5 per hour, not $5, $20 per hour, right? And that person is considered a Sechir Yom. That person, to hire them for Shabbos, would be problematic because I'm paying them per hour. So every hour that they work on Shabbos, they're getting 20 more bucks. Therefore, that is considered a Sechir Yom. That is forbidden on Shabbos. So far, so good. The flip side is Kablanos. There's a separate something, or a separate type of worker, which is a service-based worker. In other words, he is being paid for his service. In other words, I hire some guy to fix my air conditioning. I don't really care if it takes him 2 hours, if it takes him 5 hours, if it takes him 7 hours. I don't really care when he does it, as long as, you know, I get my air conditioning fixed as soon as possible, right? Or whatever, you want your air conditioning fixed. It doesn't make a difference if it takes him an hour or 2 hours. He's getting paid $100 no matter what. That is a typical, classical kablanos. In general, kablanos is mutter on Shabbos. Now you're going to tell me, how come we don't have air-conditioned guys come to our house on Shabbos? The reason is because in those cases, most likely it's Maris Ayin or other factors involved. But a typical kablanos, when there's no Maris Ayin factor involved, would be permitted. That's good. What's the reason? Why is kablanos? What are the three words I'm looking for? Yeah, or in Hebrew, or you could say in English in however many words you want. Why is kablanos okay? Just to tweak it a teeny bit, and therefore what? You're 99% there. He's doing it for himself. Exactly. He's doing it for himself. Kablanos, when he wants to do it, he's getting paid his $100. When he chooses to do it, doesn't concern you. Adaite denafshe avid are the three Hebrew words. He's doing it for himself. He's choosing to do it. Therefore, it's mutter on Shabbos, if not for any factors. Again, I'm going to keep on repeating this point. Maris Ayin. If there's no Maris Ayin factors, then that would be good. Yeah?
Yeah, that's not our operator. Then Ken has to be working all the way also.
Oh, so my operator. Okay. So now I go back to my operator. I hire my operator to do 24/7, 365 days a year. What is that operator? They're getting paid to answer all my calls throughout the year. They get $50,000 a year to answer all my calls. What is that? Is that Sechir Yom or is that Kablanos? It's a little bit tricky, but if you think about it, it's really Kablanos. My first gut was to think that's Sechir Yom because it's a salary, but sometimes yearly salaries, most of the time yearly salaries are not per Sechir Yom. It's not for the time they're getting paid. They're getting paid to do a service. Their job is to answer my phone call 24/7. If no one calls for 5 weeks, do they still get paid?
Yeah,
because it's a service-based thing. Even they're not working. He could be on the beach in Bermuda for 5 weeks, he's still going to get paid as long as no one's calling, you know, my service. He's doing his job. If no one wants to order from me for 5 weeks when he's on the beach in Bermuda, no one calls, he gets lucky, fine. So he did his service. It's a service-based system.
He's not in control of his time.
So correct. He's not in control of his time, but all he needs to do is fill my orders. So if he knows that no one is ordering, you know, shmatas that I'm selling for 3 weeks, right? So he knows he's not going to get any call. He could go on vacation. Even though he's not working, he's still getting paid because his payment is for answering my calls. Okay. Yeah.
There's a slight difference, though. One, the air conditioning, in that case, you can do it whenever you want. So I'm not paying it at a specific time. Here I am.
Perfect. So comes along the Magen Avraham, based on the Mari Abua, which is really your point also. We're getting to the same point. Is that it's very different. The air-conditioned man, or a sadeh, let's say I hire someone to pick, you know, all the things in my field. There's a finite number of crops in my field. So as long as he gets all those crops, I don't really care. I'm going to have my crops all picked. I'm going to have my air conditioning fixed. I don't really care when he does it. But with the phone service, it's different. Because if he chooses not to answer the phone on Shabbos, who's losing out? Me. Because all the people that are not getting it, all the people that are calling on Shabbos, that he's not picking up the phone, I'm losing money. In other words, every day that for him to work on Shabbos, I make money. In other words, if I had no calls on Shabbos, so then I don't make it, then fine. But let's say I would have calls on Shabbos and he would take off. He's still getting his $50,000 of salary because he's getting $50,000. But for him to work on Shabbos, I'm actually benefiting because every time he answers the phone on Shabbos, I get a new customer that I wouldn't have gotten if not for the fact that he answered the call on Shabbos. You with me? Meaning, if he decides not to answer the phone on Shabbos and a customer calls and he doesn't pick up, I lose out. So in other words, it's different than just fixing the air conditioner. You could fix it on Tuesday, you could fix it on Shabbos. Comes along the Magen Avraham, says the Mishnah Berurah, therefore it's problematic. Even though this is Kablanis, this is a Kablanis that he's getting paid to answer the phone every single day of the year. And therefore, if he doesn't answer one day, Ephraim loses out. So for him to answer the phone on Shabbos, Ephraim's benefiting. So it's not that he's doing it for himself. When he answers the call on Shabbos, you know why he's answering it? To help out Ephraim. Because if he doesn't answer the call, he still gets his $50,000.
He won't renew his contract.
Okay, he may not renew his contract, but Lamaisa, he's still getting, the only reason why he's answering that call on Shabbos, you know, he may be doing it for his ulterior motives also, but he's also doing it for me. Because if he doesn't answer the call on Shabbos, I lose out. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's my next year. I have 2 minutes left. There's sales commission. I haven't said anything about commission based yet. Good, yeah. They give you a time, correct? But so let's say fine. So let's say it's during business hours, and the rest of the time the phone is off.
No, I'm saying like the air conditioning guy will tell you.
Yeah. But that's his own. But that's his own choice. If he wants to do it 2 hours earlier, he could do it 2 hours earlier. I mean, he's adaita denafshi. He's doing it on himself, the air conditioner. But so you go back to my case. Now you have a problem. So even though my operating guy is a kablonis, he's a 24/7 type guy who's doing it adaita denafshei. He's not really doing it adaita denafshei because he's doing it for me. So we go. Mishnah Berurah says it should be a problem. So how do we get out of the problem? So what do? You give him a commission. How do you deal with it? You give him a commission. So the Noda Behuda says as long as the operator gets a commission, so let's say 1%, 2%, 3% of every sale that he's making. So then he made it up. So then even though he's doing it for me on Shabbos as well, he's really doing it mainly for himself. Because even though I make $50 on a sale, he makes $3 on every sale. And therefore, even though he's choosing to do it on Shabbos and it's benefiting me, it's really doing it to benefit himself so he can make a commission. However, comes along the Chassam Sofer and says there's an exact case like this where the Chassam Sofer talks about where the guy was brewing beer and the deal is that the guy is going to do it on Shabbos and every barrel that he brews, the non-Jew got to keep one bottle. Says the Chassam Sofer, what type of incentive is this? This barrel has hundreds of bottles in it. So you're giving him one lousy bottle for that's a commission? That's not enough of a commission to allow him to do it on Shabbos. You're benefiting 99% from that barrel. He's benefiting 1% from the barrel. That stinks for him. Why is he really working on Shabbos? He's doing it to benefit you. Even though he makes a commission, it's not enough of a commission. If you say he gets a quarter or a third or half of it, that's something else. But 1% is no good. How do we paskin? Says the Mishnah Berurah, he says no, as long as it's ktsas chelek berevach hashabbosos. Even 1%, it sounds like, any commission to the worker is sufficient.
What about a waiter on Shabbos and hotels?
So you get to the confusing if it's Jew or non-Jew, it depends.
No, Jewish waiter, kosher hotel.
So Jewish, once you get into Jewish, it gets into different things, because then you get into Schar Shabbos, and you get into Havwa, he's really being paid for his preparation time beforehand. That's a little bit of a trickier.
He's getting paid, but the fact is he's working his head off on Shabbos. That's,
correct, but we say he's doing that for free, and it's Havwa, this concept of Havwa. That's, I need a whole other one. Maybe we'll do that next week. It's a good question. The waiter, Jewish waiter in a Jewish service, there you get into different, a little bit different issues.
You're only involved with Jews. Every customer is Jewish. The owner is
Jewish. Yeah, no, you have to run it to different sugya. Great question, but outside the scope for now. So just to finish off, so Reb Shlomo Miller's son-in-law, Reb Yosef Kushner, wrote this amazing sefer a few years ago, Commerce and Shabbos. He brings down from his father-in-law, Reb Shlomo Miller, what's the nekuda? How much commission does he need to make? It needs to be enough of a commission that he would be mitzar machmasa hefsid. That the worker would be ticked, he would be upset if he didn't make the commission. So in other words, it doesn't have to be the chop for the job. He's still happy. His main parnas is the $50,000 yearly salary he's getting. He's getting 2% of commission on every sale that he makes. Is the 2% enough to make him upset that he misses a sale, you know, by not working on Shabbos? If it's enough of a chop, it depends how expensive your product is. If your product is $5,000 product and he gets whatever, or 10%, you're talking about a significant amount of money that he's losing per sale. So if that's the case, it's something which make him mitzar, that's considered enough of a commission to allow him to work on Shabbos. Otherwise, you need to give him a higher commission. Shkoyach.